The question broke the spell Ken's eyes had been conjuring. He looked away quickly, sighed, and stood up. The 9mm pistol at his side seemed incredibly black and square as he moved. Then he was behind her, and his giant, hard hands were on her shoulders, rubbing away the tension.
"They don't understand shit, Janna," Ken said. "They're dead. The soul, if such a thing really exists, is gone. They ain't who they were. I've come to terms with it, and you should too."
"Not yet."
"This guy you're bringing in here," Ken continued, "we don't know anything about him. They come in here with guns and who knows what.
Find out there's only four of us, and they might just clean us out. If we're lucky, they might shoot us in the head before they leave."
"They won't."
"How do you know that?"
Ken asked. He stopped massaging and returned to his chair.
"You don't. All you know is that shit you heard on the radio. A fucking CB radio advertisement. You talked to anybody he's helped already?"
"Yes," Janice said, perking up. "Before I ever talked to his people, I talked to a woman down in Savannah, and she said Dr. Dragoon helped her."
"How do you know that woman was in Savannah?" Ken asked. "She could have been sitting on Dr. Dragoon's dick for all you really know. The CB radio ain't no better than those internet chat